Advent at Gardner Webb University for Wednesday, December 14th, written by Benedict Hinkle, International Master of Business Administration graduate student and School of Divinity graduate assistant, read by Matthew Tesnair. 2,000 years ago, people needed saving grace as much as we do today, but we try today to live life alone. What happens if we walk away from God? Most of us have experienced a season in which we distance ourselves from God and His people, and typically nothing bad happens. Millions of Americans live without believing in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, most of whom live well and happy in this country. Because of this, we only ask God for help if we are not in control. In Matthew 8, one hears about how believers and non-believers ask Jesus for healing of their neighbors. Jesus healed the sick and removed many demons, but the people were not satisfied with the miracles. In Zechariah 8, citizens asked for restoration of their city. The restoration did not come without pain, but God came through and accomplished the tasks, even if not all were happy with the way He did it. The same is true today. God is still working in this world and country, but we may not always see or like how He solves the problems in our private and public lives. Sometimes healing comes in ways we never experienced before, and many times it includes a long, painful road to healing. But the Lord always comes through. Let us be reminded that the Advent season is not only the time of arrival, but also the time to reflect and prepare. Jesus Christ came to this earth in a way most people did not think a Messiah, the highest of kings, should arrive. The same thing can happen for us in our pains and struggles. We may experience storms in a way we did not expect or like, but nevertheless, how God has planned for us to go through them.